Yeshaya Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph begins with a pasuk that seems to be a holdover from the previous perek, where we said that there were going to be terrible battles and an awful war where many of the men of Yerushalayim and Sion would be killed, leaving an unnatural result, a shidduch crisis of sorts. V'hechaziku sheva nashim be'ish echad. Seven women will take hold of one man on that day. Lamar. Bayomahu Lamar on that day, saying, Lachmenu nochel v'sim losenu nilbash. And they'll say, we will eat our own bread. We will provide our own clothing. We'll wear clothing that we provide for ourselves. Rak yikare shimcha olenu. All we ask of you is that you call your name upon us, that you marry all of us. Now, rather than this being some kind of a strange fantasy sequence or Mormon description, this is actually a description of desperation. So, one of the key things that a husband is required to provide for his wife in the ksuba are clothing and food, ksus and mizonos. And here, women are willing to forego the conventional requirements of a marriage just for the sake of being nominally married, just for the sake of having a marriage in name only. Esof cherposenu, take away our reproach, take away our shame. So how is this a shame? So some say it's like that whole Pilegesh controversy that showed up about 10 or 15 years ago, where there were many single women desperate for some kind of legitimized relationship. But the Chidah, taking from the Medrash Eicha, says that it's actually more grim than that. Nebuchadnezzar had given his soldiers orders. He said, their God is a God who hates zima, who hates licentiousness. So even though it is standard for soldiers to rape all the women that they can possibly find when they get to a victim country, he said, don't rape the married woman. Don't molest any women who are married, because that's beyond the pale for the God of Israel. And the women, realizing this, said, give us at least a marriage in name only so that we'll be safe from being molested by the Babylonian troops. So the humiliation that is being given to Klal Yisrael here reaches even down onto the micro level of individual relationships. And everybody is scared of being victimized. But Pasuk Beis through Vav, this is a tiny little perek, the remainder of the perek actually is a nevuah of great beauty and great potential. After the egotistical have been humbled, says Pasuk Beis, Bayomahu yiyet semach Hashem l'tzvi u'lechavod. On that day, the sprout of the Lord, and semach is almost always a reference in Yeshaya to the Mashiach, the sprouting of hope in the land of destruction. So the sprout of Hashem, the bloom of Hashem, will be for beauty and for honor. Tzvi, in this case, meaning beauty. Ufri ha'aretz l'gon ul'zeveret. And the fruit of the land for greatness and for glory. Lifleitas Yisrael, for those who survive. And those who survive are the people who stay in Yerushalayim and the people who stay in Tzion after the bulk of the people, as we saw in the previous parak, have been swept away. Previous three prakim, actually. Gimel v'hayo hanishar b'tzion v'hanosar b'yerushalayim, speaking of whom, and it will pass that every survivor that shall be in Tzion and everyone who is left in Yerushalayim, kadosh ye'yomer lo, holy will be said of that person. So anybody who manages to survive and stay, when we saw after Gedalia that the majority of the people were either exiled or fled to Bavel, to Mitzrayim, they will be called holy. Kalakasov lachayim Yerushalayim. And everyone inscribed for life in Jerusalem. And why is that? Dalad im rochatz ado Hashem eis tzoas benos Tzion. Because this is after the point when Hashem has washed away the filth, the excrement of the daughters of Tzion. And as Dimei Yerushalayim. And the blood of Jerusalem, Yodiach Mikir Ba, he will rinse it out from its midst. So what has happened hasn't just been punishment and terrible, punitive behavior by God. It's been a purification process. It's been a cleansing Beruach mishpat, beruach ba'ar, ba'er. Because the spirit that had been in there was corruption and injustice and terrible treatment of others. The leaders who suffered and were removed had to be removed. And now in a spirit of judgment and a spirit of biur, of purging. You know how we say biur chametz before Pesach, but also the biur of maestros that comes in Parshas Kisavo. Biur means you've emptied your house and your possessions of all the things that you need to let go of. And here Hashem has done that for Yerushalayim. Hey, uvara Hashem al kol mechon har tzion. And Hashem will create over every dwelling of Har Tzion, of Mount Zion, the al mikra eha, and over all those summoned therein, those who were who heeded the call, the kriya to come, anan yomam, a cloud in the day, the ashan, and smoke, the noga esh lehova laila, and splendor of a flaming, burning fire at night, kial kol kavod chupa. In addition to every honor, there'll be a chupa, there'll be a shelter. The idea here is this is the Anane HaKavod. Hashem is going to reinstate, as it was after Yetzias Mitzrayim. After a Geula come the protections of heaven. The clouds that protected us during the day, the fire, that the pillar of fire that protected us by night, shelter and shade. Just as we had Yetzias Mitzrayim, we will have in Yetzias this Geula, this Galus as well. The Churban is going to give way to the next step, the step of the Messianic era. And the word sukkah is significant. Pasuk Vav, finishing the perek. One perek in one day. V'sukkah tiyeh letzel yomam mechorev. And a sukkah will be for shade by day from the heat. Ulemachse ulemistar. And for a shelter and a covert, a hidden place. Seser. Mizerem umimotar. From stream and from rain. So, just as when we encamped in Sukkos, Rabbi Akiva says Sukkos is a reference to the Anane HaKavod. Just that, and he uses this pasuk in Yeshaya as an example of that. Just as the Sukkah sheltered us in the Midbar, just as the Sukkah sheltered us, shelters us on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, this will be restored in the future, and Hashem will return to Yisrael even after we've sunk into a very grim reality up until now. So through Perek Dalet, we have been doing the Nebuah of the days of Uzziyahu, when times are great and easy and prosperous, but that is destined to be ripped away from us. Now we move on to a new Nebuah in Perek Hey, the Nebuah of the Kerem.